Nation.
Usually when you are going to record a song, you would plan. You would write the song, you would meet your producer, you would, you know, talk about it and think about it before you eventually go into the vocal booth to record. Well, sometimes things don't happen like that. So the other day we were in the studio, myself, Asteri, and we were just gisting with Uncle Flo. So I asked him about layering. I mean, you know, when you record and you back yourself up, you do vocal layering, where you have to sing and everything you're singing has to be like it's almost like a layer, like the skin of onions, how they, you know, you just lying on top of one another, and they're like that symmetry is just there and everything is just fused together. Everything is sounding. You can barely figure out what is sounding what. So I was asking him about that and he said, oh sure, that's easy, I can teach you and all that. So I thought he was just gonna say, okay, so this is how it's done, that's how it's done. But then instead he got on the keyboard and he started playing. I still felt, oh, he just wanted to show us, you know, how it's done. And but then it turned out to be, we started writing, and then it turned out that it became a song. And then the recording took, it was a lot of work for me. Sometimes I had to, because layering requires a lot of precision. You see, when someone else is backing you up, maybe you've sang the song and some other people are doing the backup for you, it's different. Maybe you have 3, 4, 5 people doing your beavis. It's different from when you, one person, you are the one singing the soprano, the alto, the tenor, and sometimes the contra alto. Sometimes you have like 5 other harmonies on top of that melody. So it takes a lot of precision, it takes a lot of details. You can't breathe at different points in the phrasing of the song. Your syllables have to land at the same point. So you need to like look for an anchor in the music to tell you, this was where I started, that's where I end. And even when you're ending the song, you can't just say, for example, you are singing glory, and the next one you are singing glory, it's wrong. So everything you're ending, if you're breathing at the end like glory, you have to do the same thing over and over and over the same way at the same point. Like if you are 1 microsecond away from where you're supposed to do something right, everything just goes wrong. So it was a whole lot of work. And then there was a part where we started creating some sounds. At some point, for a singer, you know, when we sing in church, or maybe it's a live performance, we get away with a lot of things. But when we're in the studio, it's technical, and so there's every detail is noted. Every breath, every smacking of your lips, every time you, every little detail matters. And so I remember at some point in the song, I was supposed to make a nasal sound.
Yeah, same technique. You must not change all of them. It must be the same thing again. Yeah, same NASA.
First, I had to grapple with and then my face had to look, okay, of course you can see the way it's looking right now already. My face had to look funny. It's a lot of work. Sometimes when you someone is singing and then they put their hands up or they lift their chin, or sometimes they do that. Sometimes it's not shakara. It's what it takes to bring the sound, to bring it out. Sure, your hands or your fingers or your hair is not doing anything. It's not producing the sound, but it kind of helps. The way you position your body, you stand in front of the microphone and you have to stay at that same point. Your energy has to be the same. I remember having to come out of the vocal booth and he would tell me, no, Shalom, your energy changed. Or he would say, no, Shalom, the volume changed. You see, the part for me was having to maintain that volume. Sometimes I have to sing, most of the time I had to sing like 18 tracks. 18 different layers, like 6 for the melody and then the harmony 4 in 4 places. So I have to maintain that same energy all 6 times. And I remember that there was a particular part of the song where I was already at number 5. I was at track 5 and I think I breathed wrongly or something and he wiped everything. Oh my God, I almost collapsed. But then that's what it takes. So this for me, it was a practical session. We were learning as the song was progressing. It was bringing us new challenges and we were learning about it and we were practicalizing it right there. There was another part of the song where I had to learn percussive singing. And I'm not a very smooth talker. I don't know how to do all the da, 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 you know, talk fast, but I had to learn that, and you know, it had to be on a certain beat. And you know, his ears are so, when you're working with a producer whose ears are, what would I say now, is it sharp or too clean, he can hear. There was a part where I had to put a bounce on a bit, and so before I could get that bounce, it was difficult for me to get it because I wasn't really hearing what he was telling me to do. So I was singing it like da 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 da, and he was saying no, da 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 da. That little rest in the middle, it had to be there. It was different part of the song posing different challenges. It wasn't actually even meant to be a song. It was just supposed to be a class. We were just supposed to learn, but then in learning, he would say, if you are going to learn, then just learn right. If you're going to practice, practice like it's real. And so that was how the process continued, and every part of the song would come with different challenges. He would teach, we would work on it, we would practicalize it, and then we were creating sound, we were writing, we were layering, we were doing percussive singing. It was a whole course in a few days. Sure, it took like a couple of days, it took about 3 days to finish, because you know, it was class, it was a learning process. So we were done and I just felt, I can't be listening to it all by myself. I had to share it with you guys and let it be a blessing to you. It was a lot of work. It was hard, but I enjoyed it and I'm better for it. But I just wanted to, I'm practically bringing you guys into my journey, seeing what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and sharing the products with you. So please be nice and listen to it and let me know what you think. And you know, do your own layering and you know, let's flow together. Just get ready. And do not forget to let me know what you think. I really like to hear from you. Rock Nation.